I've just had a call today from a broadcaster, and I just thought I'd share with you this little, it's probably a fairly unknown piece of information that is something really important that broadcasters and producers of any content actually have to consider. When you make a programme, you fill in a form, a compliance, which tells the broadcaster and anybody about explicit content, potentially offensive content, content that is at risk, for all sorts of different reasons. And this is from which anything particularly severe may carry a warning, may carry helplines, it may carry extra information for people. And it allows the BBC and the producers to have a discussion about, usually about the more severe or more explicit content. So I'm doing a production at the moment which called Cottonopolis for BBC Radio 4. It's a six-part series, and the basis of the series focuses on women who are going missing across Manchester. And I had a call, and it's something I've been thinking about actually. I had a call from Radio 4 this afternoon, because one of the things you need to be aware of is that you have to decide whether a programme is fit to be aired any time. It has to be careful where it's aired, i.e. not an extra programme predominantly focused on children if it's more adult content, whether it should carry a warning, whether it should be post-watershed, and there's all sorts of decisions about where a programme sits. So, you know, I filled in the compliance form about this particular production and did mention that should there be anything in the press that related to missing women or people going missing or any of the, without wanting to spoil the plot, any of the particular issues that are raised in this story. And there are quite a few very dramatic and quite drastic storylines, and sort of flagged that if those became prevalent in the news, then it might be worth reconsidering whether this can be aired any time. So sadly this week, since the weekend, there has been a young girl who went missing on her way home from a nightclub, and she has still not been found, and so there is huge concern for her welfare, and the police, family, relatives, everybody are combing the area trying to discover what's happened to her. And sadly there is the horrible potential of the fact that a body might be found. And so when you're doing a piece about missing women, this particular news item does throw this into huge and stark relief. And so, you know, Radio 4 rang to say, can you tell me exactly what happens in the programme tomorrow? We have, you know, obviously some people listened to it, but they were asking for details. And does this in any way reflect this current news story? And there is an aspect of something that happens tomorrow which, should this real news story escalate, it could mirror a part of the programme without wanting to give away spoilers, and therefore could be incredibly upsetting and inappropriate to broadcast, or should at least, which is the other option, be mentioned in the presentation details. That's what, you know, the person says, and now on Radio 4, and they give you information on a programme, and you can at least warn your audience that there may be some content that, you know, is reflective of a new story, or however you decide to word it. So you then get commissioners involved, you get compliance editors involved, and well, as high up the tree as people need to be involved in making a decision. You know, it is not impossible that you could be asked to perhaps re-edit content. A certain number of people need to listen to it. And, you know, programmes do get withdrawn if they would be insensitive in the light of a current news item. So I've listened to the programmes for Thursday and Friday and Monday. I have noted where, should the story change in any ways, it could become really very, very relevant and sensitive. And we'll see how they go. So, you know, sadly, I'm following the news story. And whilst you desperately want somebody to be safe when they're missing, I've also got a sort of ridiculously non-related yet professional reason why, you know, I want this poor person that's missing to be found safe and well. Anyway, just thought I'd share that with you. It's not something that people necessarily think of when they hear a programme. And of course, there's a lot of drastic content broadcast, really. But even when you put a programme to bed, it's been edited, it's been signed off, it's been complied, it's been delivered, and it's all gone, and you think that's it, still it continues.
Recovery.